What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
I'm a little hot because I was cutting the grass, but I'm doing good.
Grown man exercise right there. We are the Positive Truth. We have 6 positive news stories. I have not been telling people to share, subscribe, and all that because, to be honest, still trying to learn how to do the audio editing, and I'm going to get it down. We're going to get the audio levels down eventually, where we're both sounding the exact same, and Tim's not loud, and I'm like quiet. Eventually, when we get there.
For now, we're just going to get out this positive news, man. That's all that's important.
Speaking of which, what do you have for your first positive news story?
My first one comes out of Kansas City. I thought this was really awesome because what we do here is we spread positive news, whether we find it online, whether we find it on social media, it doesn't matter. But sometimes you can actually interact with people and get some positive news there. And that's what happened here in Kansas City at this bar. So I have a woman who walked into a bar. She was by herself and she just came in for a drink. She was enjoying herself sitting there quietly, but the bartender noticed she was just real quiet. So she decided to kill her with kindness, so to speak. And that's exactly what she did. As this woman actually left, she wrote a letter, didn't say much, gave it to the bartender and walked away. The letter read, "Thank you so much. Your kindness saved my life." It obviously touched the bartender. The bartender told the owner was touched by it so much, she decided to share it on social media and say, basically, you never know who you're talking to, and you never know how far an act of kindness can go. This actually led to everybody commenting on this post, talking about their stories, how an act of kindness saved their lives, or how somebody gave them a letter that they saved their lives just by acting kind. And it just reminded me of ourselves a little bit, JP, how you never know, man. You just want to be polite to everybody, be kind, and you want to spread positivity the best way you know how. And this bartender did it the best way she knew how, and she ended up saving a life. And I definitely wanted to talk about it here on the Positive Truth podcast because it was so simple, but so powerful. And that's what we're about here.
A little bit of kindness can go a long way. And that is definitely what we're about because you never know what someone's going through. And that's our goal, to spread a little bit of positivity. But I also have a save a life story. Mine is about a gentleman, a coach. So I know you relate to that. He was coaching soccer, enjoying his life, having fun. Second half, his name's Andrew Philbald. When he was like, "I feel funny." And then he woke up in the hospital. He actually had complete heart failure, similar to the Hamlin guy in the NFL. He fell face first, and parents and coaches started running over there. When they saw he was down, originally it was the other coach who ran across the sideline and was like, "That's bad." And he started screaming for help. People in the stands were like, he was like, "Does anyone know CPR?" They run down, get CPR, start doing it. They scream for the AEM machine. They get it there in 5 minutes, do the pulse thing, ends up waking back up. Saved his life. And it was all just based on communication, CPR, knowing the right thing to do. Paramedics took him 15 minutes to get there. He actually was awake for 5 minutes. Paramedics get there and he's like, "I want to stand up and finish coaching." And they're like, "No, buddy."
That's definitely a coach. That's definitely a coach.
My favorite part of this positive news story is not just them saving everyone and calling for the CPR people in the crowd and all that, and them all meeting and all that. But it was basically the people that saved him. They wanted to be anonymous. And they said, "Here in our community, we believe in each other. We're always going to help each other out. No matter what you hear on the media, here, right here, we're sticking together." It's actually based out of Philadelphia. I just think it's really awesome. Positive news with positive truths, saving lives today.
Man, I loved everything about it. My favorite part was the awareness of everybody that was there, the communication that they had. I loved everything about it. The fact that the opposite coach saw that happen and didn't let his competitive nature come in and being like, "Oh, this is an opportunity for us to win." Sports went out the window and that love for each other is there. saved his life. Communication from CPR person, whoever did that, was amazing as well. 10 out of 10 story, JP.
Real quick, I had notes up for this because I'm writing notes now. I read the wrong city name. It's actually Wilson, New York. So shout out to Wilson, New York community.
Nice. Nice.
What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
So I do have a theme, and it's about saving all throughout my stories today. But since you had a first responder story, well, I have a first responder story. This actually comes out of West Virginia at Fairmont Village Apartments. This story was amazing. A flood happened. There was apartments that were basically flooded. People couldn't get out. They actually had to use boats in the streets to get people out of these apartments. And some first responders were on this boat to save these people from these apartments because it was flooding like no other, JP, something out of a movie. There wasn't enough room on the boat for everybody to get on. And one of the first responders basically said, get in, and jumped out and started swimming to safety. The other boat took off, and the man that got on the boat, he was in shock. He was like, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. What is he doing? His boat stopped. They decided to pull him up and save him. And the whole time the cop was swimming, the police officer said, no, go save yourself. I'll be okay. And he just kept swimming. The man made a video, posted it on Facebook because he was so shocked. He actually ended up getting interviewed by a news station and wanted to say, I'm thankful for every firefighter. I'm thankful for every paramedic, for every police officer, for every first responder that's out here risking your lives. This changed my life, and I want to say thank you so much. I thought it was really awesome because a lot of the stories we do on here, you and I have never seen before for sure, and we wouldn't know about it if we didn't talk about it, to be honest. So I thought it was awesome that he took the time to share this story and to thank everybody, even though he doesn't know anyone. I thought it was amazing, and I do have a video that I will share to the Facebook page at the Positive True Podcast that everybody can check out.
Perfectly said, Tim. I love the fact that he was grateful, and it also leads into our audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
My Facebook algorithm. I have a lot of positive news stories popping up right now, man. I have a lot of positive news stories popping up. That's actually where I got all three of mine were from social media. So I have different news stations, just different people sharing their positive news stories or positive things that are happening in their lives. And so far, I'm getting a lot of positivity coming at me from Facebook. So yeah, I'm with that.
The first time anyone's ever been grateful for the algorithm. I'm over here.
Algorithm took my money a couple weeks ago.
I'm grateful. If you're going to be grateful for the algorithm, I'm going to be grateful for AI helping me edit the episodes so we don't say or like favor like this. If only I could get the audio levels down, it would be perfect. And then we can start doing videos for real, Tim. So yeah, shout out to AI for helping me be an audio engineer.
Shout out to AI.
Since you just did a savior story, I'm king of dog stories here. I got to do a dog story.
Okay.
That was sarcasm for everyone listening.
I think they caught it.
Japanese cannot pronounce the temple. I think it's Yokoko Temple. Probably ruined it. But I did practice this man's name, Tujin Yoshihara. He's 45 years old, Buddhist monk. And 9 months ago, he adopted a dog. It's a beagle. Whenever he heard about the beagle, it was like, we all hate this dog. Dog's name is Chico, because it's like, the beagle doesn't shut up. Dog isn't just super loud. I don't know much about beagles, but I've never heard of a quiet beagle. He was like, I'll adopt the dog. It's not a big deal. They were doing their morning walk, and a black bear jumped out. He got shocked and he tripped and fell and separated his shoulder. When he separated his shoulder, he's in pain. The bear's coming towards him. Who jumped into action? Chico. Chico barked. Bear went from looking at the man to looking at Chico. Step back. Chico rushed him. Bear ran away. Here's the crazy part, though.
That was the crazy part, JP.
The dog kept chasing him. So Yoshihara, he's with a separated shoulder. He's in shock. He's like, I can't find the dog. So he runs back, tries to chase them, can't find him, runs back to the monk house. And they're like, grabbed his wife, grabbed everyone. They all run out there. We got to find Chico. To took them 8 hours, found Chico just chilling, taking a nap in the sun. No big deal, just saved a life. Just time for nap time after that. Can relate, to be honest, can relate. And so a dog that no one wanted got sent to the pound because it was like, you're too loud. That loudness ended up saving the adoptee's life, and just goes to show you, sometimes you rescue the animals, other times the animals rescue you.
Look at that, full circle moments with JP.
I know, right? I'm telling you, I'm taking your dog stories. Take it all.
JP, I will match your dog story for a cat story really quick. Again, I found all of my stories on social media, and I have this really nice man. Again, I'm dealing with another flood here. This river, it's called, I actually have this down, the Vizcarra River in Peru. Yeah, it was flooding. And while it was flooding, there was this rock in the middle of this like riverbank in the street. There was a cat stuck there. This man saw it and said, I can't leave it there. Older gentleman decided, you know what, let me grab this rope. He grabbed the rope, went into the middle of the river, wrapped it around the cat, grabbed the cat, held on to it, and he ended up saving the cat, got it to safety. I have a whole video on it. It looks a lot more intense than what I said, and I thought it was really awesome because we all love our pets, and some people, they will go above and beyond for their pets, just like this man did. But the coolest part about it, I was reading on Facebook, this cat wasn't even his. He was just saving it because he couldn't leave it behind, and that shows you the heart of people out there in this world. There's positive news stories out there. We just got to look for them. That's all that it is for me, JP.
Sometimes the outside is grimy, but deep down the heart is pure and full of not giving back and love.
Sadness.
My last positive news story is one about breaking down barriers. And I want you to answer this honestly, Tim, and I'll answer it honestly too. When you were 9, 10, 11 years old, if someone was like, do you want to be in the opera? What would you have said?
Oh man, I probably would have tried to make fun of that person. Yeah, there's no way I would have been in the opera, 9, 10, 11 years old. I didn't respect it back then, for sure.
Would you do it now?
If I had the voice, absolutely. But no, I couldn't.
So my positive news story is about Royal Ballet and Opera. It's in Bradford, United Kingdom. And a man there was like, whenever I was young, male, I was the only male. His name is Tom Whitehead. That was like in the ballet, in the opera. Same thing I would have said when I was that young. It's, oh, that's for girls, boom, boom, boom. And so he was picked on, but this Royal Ballet is one of the most famous ballets in the world. And so he thought of an idea. He's, we should take the young kids and we should help them participate in the opera. So they go to their schools, they get 9 to 11 year olds, 2,000 of them, and like, we're all gonna do an opera together. And instead of doing like the Nutcracker or anything like that, they ask the kids, it's like, what story do you wanna tell? So the story, the kids are all out there, they're all singing together, helps, trust me, it helps. They do the show, they get to put it together, and then they get to perform for all these audiences at this famous ballet. And the kids, of course, they love it. They get to perform in front of people. They get to have their ideas. They get these like performances. It's broken down the barriers of just like ballet and opera is just like people in tights singing, doing crazy things. Or it's like feminine, like LGBT against bad. It's basically saying everyone that does it is just, they're not right. If you're a male, it's broken down so many barriers over there. And all the kids are like, this is one of the best experiences I've ever had. We got to perform on stage. We got to have our ideas. And they're young, so they're talking about hope, changing the world, doing all that in their opera. And for Whitehead, he's, this is great. All the kids love it. It's what I needed whenever I was a kid, so I didn't feel left out. And then hopefully some of these kids can go on to be participants in the opera in their future. So I just thought it was a nice positive news story I wanted to share here.
Yeah, I love that, man. Be who you needed as a kid. He basically provided a voice for these children, a space for them to express themselves creatively. That's a 10 out of 10 news story, JP. I'm loving everything about that.
10 out of 10 episode. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Sometimes the bravest and most important thing you can do is just show up. Quotes by Tim.
Everyone, if you're a new college student, take that quote to the grave. Trust me.
Facts. If you're new to anything, just take that to the grave.
Also, if you want to be employed, just show up. It helps. I'm telling you.
Nah, you ain't lying. Just show up.
Inside jokes with the Positive Truth Podcast. We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.